A torch held aloft by a statuesque woman wearing a long white robe with a blue sash. She stands on a raised plinth before fluffy clouds in a blue sky. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. A golf ball slowly turns. Written on it is Happy Madison Productions. An old guy swings a club at the ball and whacks it into the camera lens.
Terrific.
Twin blonde girls stand side by side.
And we were born on September 15th, 1989.
And she's the older twin.
I'm older by 10 minutes because she had an umbilical cord wrapped around her neck.
And she, like, shoved me in there. And
I was, like, kicking her in, shoving her more in, my mom. So that's why she came out, like, later.
Yeah. And she came out the bigger twin, too.
Well, I came out a pound heavier than Kara. So that's why I'm an inch taller now.
She's always been, like, a pound heavier.
No.
So, yeah, it's, you know, love being twins, man. It's,
it's basically like you have a bag of spare parts. You know what I mean? It's like, I need a kidney down the road. I know he's got one. So I'm always like, hey, stay healthy, dude. Eat right.
When we were kids, we had our own secret language that only me and my brother understood. Ooh. Ooh. I guess we were kids. We thought we were whales.
Like, when things are bad and we don't really got to say anything to each other, we just make these sounds. It's like, ah, ah.
So I just graduated from Harvard, and I'm starting a new job at a law firm in Southern California, so I'm really happy about that.
And I got a job at Hooters. I'm happy, too. Hooters.
Being a twin is like being a married couple, and you can't divorce her. Even, like, I mean, I love her when we're together. Well, actually more so when we're distant.
She loves nature like me. She loves donating her time to charities. And she loves eating healthy, so that's awesome. She's my best friend.
My best friend is my boyfriend.
Her sister's smile drops. Columbia Pictures presents a Happy Madison production, a Broken Road production, a film by Dennis Dugan. Adam Sandler is Jack and Jill. Home movies of twins Jack and Jill as babies. One wears a blue baby grow and the other wears pink. As toddlers, they fight. Co-producer Kevin Grady. Produced by Todd Garner. Sitting in the bath, Jack farts. Jill does a bigger fart. Aged about 9, Jill gets into bed with Jack. Day. Slightly older now, Jack proudly holds up his arm to show off the beginnings of armpit hair. Jill holds hers up to reveal a small black bush. Jack looks crushed. As a teenager, Jack poses with a pretty girl. Jill pops up behind them, smiling. At college, Jill bumps into Jack with a French horn. On a tennis court, Jill watches Jack chat to a pretty girl. Jill whacks a ball into the girl's eye and tries to get Jack to play with her. Now in his 40s, Jack is an advertising executive in a TV studio.
Pepto-Bismol, take 43, and action!
Please, why do I have to have such diarrhea?
You need to drink the pink.
Hold it. Cut. Cut. Jack. Jack, are you watching this?
What do you mean cut, man? I got to be at Sesame Street by 1.
Hey, Reach. Do you really have diarrhea because you lost weight or something?
Why does the stomach have all the good lines?
Uh-huh.
Drink the pink. That's funny.
I'm sorry, yes. Jack. The Dunkin' Donut people want to talk to us.
Okay, well, I got to... Regis, it's going to be fine. I bet.
Got it.
And you'll take care of that. And
thank you very much. I didn't need that, but cool.
I got some bad news. We may lose Dunkin' Donuts.
What do you mean lose? They didn't like our pitches?
They want Al Pacino.
Al Pacino to do a commercial?
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather Al Pacino.
They got this new coffee drink, the Dunkachino.
Uh-huh.
Dunkachino, Al Pacino, they sound alike.
Yes.
Well, they think it'll be a home run.
Of course it would be a home run. If he would ever do it, which he won't.
Well, never say never. Remember, you didn't think we'd get Brad Pitt to do that Radio Shack commercial.
I was right.
Well, you can't be right all the time.
Uh-huh.
Look, bottom line, they're going to give us 1 month to make this whole Pacino thing happen, or they're going to go elsewhere.
We can't lose Dunkin' Donuts. They're our biggest client. We're going to go bankrupt, buddy. And we have 200 employees relying on us.
Jack drinks some Pepto-Bismol.
Try to have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
Teddy, yeah. What do you think? Would Al Pacino ever do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
Yeah.
shut up. Did my wife call?
Yeah, you're all set for the cruise. You guys leave a week after Hanukkah.
Okay, all right. There's some good news.
Yeah, she converted, right? That's so cool. She doesn't look Jewish at all.
Wow, that was anti-Semitic.
What? No, I just...
See, I can say that. You can't. You're not Jewish.
No, but I'm close.
What does that mean?
I'm an atheist.
You're two for two right there.
What? No.
Anyways, did my sister say what time she's flying in tomorrow?
Yeah, I was supposed to pick her up at noon, but she switched the flight to earlier, so now she gets in at 4 a.m.
Why?
Something about jet lag.
She never listens. She gains 3 hours. Every year she acts like she's flying to New Zealand.
She's a freak, man.
Yeah, again, you can't say that.
No, I...
3:30 a.m. Jack wakes with a start next to his wife, Erin.
Yeah.
Honey?
Yeah?
Try complimenting her.
Yeah, what?
To avoid fighting, just focus on something positive. Tell Jill that she has nice shoes.
Nice shoes, that's good. That'll work.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too. And I love my sister. And I can keep my cool. It's only 4 days. I love my sister. I love her shoes. I love my sister. I love her shoes.
Jack arrives at the airport and finds his buxom twin sister standing by a mountain of luggage. She's on the phone.
Well, I can't find him anywhere. Does he know what terminal it is? Okay, I see him. All right, I'm hanging up.
How we doing?
Where were you? I've been waiting forever for you. This place is creeping me out.
Why so many bags? Are the Knicks traveling with you? What is with this?
Mom always said it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. I remember that. That was cool.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No, you're getting fatter, and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay.
Where'd you put the car?
In the car.
You really had to bring your bird?
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Anyways, Jill, I was thinking...
Yeah?
The house is gonna be very crowded, because we got the kids, and all the guests are coming by, and blah, blah, blah. So, there's this new hotel, a Hilton, that they just
put down... But I want to spend time with Sophie and Gary! Why do you not want me to stay with you?
No. Of course I want you to stay with her. I was just saying...
Okay, I'll stay with you then. It's too bad because the hotel was starting to sound fun. Why are you doing that? Why do you sigh so loud?
I just really, really love your shoes.
You are so weird. Isn't he weird, Poopsie?
Where were you?
Poopsie gets it.
Yeah, Poopsie really gets it.
She always did get it.
She always loved getting it.
And then your dad and I went to the soup kitchen, and they gave us Otto to bring to Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Thanks again for having me. It's very nice.
Are you going to eat dinner with us tonight?
Yes, he is, honey.
And what about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, Otto's going to go back home. Listen. Sorry.
Sophia, show Otto your karate moves.
Sophie assumes a fight pose.
You know, why don't you go wake up Jill?
What?
It's 5:30.
She's here. That's the important thing. It counts as a day. So what? She's sleeping.
Jack.
All right, I'll go check on Jill.
Thank you.
Sophie attacks. Scruffy Otto waves his arms in distress. Jill lies sprawled on her bed in a white nightgown. Jack comes in.
See, I live alone. Poopsie's trained to watch out for me. Don't sneak up like that, all right?
Where were you?
I don't... Come downstairs. The food's ready.
Can you just lay down with me for 5 minutes?
I'm not laying down with you, no.
Come on, I just want some twin time.
I'm a grown man. I'm not laying next to you. Just have Poopsie lay with you. I don't know.
Oh, all right. I'll take a bath and I'll meet you downstairs in an hour.
She heaves herself off the bed.
Good looking out, Poopsie.
The sheet is stained.
Don't forget your sweat shadow.
What?
All right, just take your bath and all that stuff and then burn those sheets.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, guys!
Jill, you look amazing.
Oh, Macy's Marshalls. Hey, where am I sitting?
What do you mean?
Because usually I sit next to you, so all of a sudden I'm not going to sit here.
Oh,
I thought you could sit down here.
I always sit next to Jack. Is there a reason I'm moving?
No. Jill, if you'd like, you could sit here. I'd be happy to move.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine if you want to. Do you want to sit here?
I don't know.
Okay. You just sit in my chair. How's that?
There you
go.
All right,
thank you.
Gary, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Look how handsome you are.
Thank you.
That's so nice to see you. Look at this leaf. Look at this. You have a tape on you? That's so cute. Why did he do that?
He likes tape.
Hey, Sophie, is that you or is that you?
She's dressed like her doll.
Good to see you, Erin.
Good to see you, Jill.
The house looks amazing. You got a new chandelier?
Yeah, yeah.
I love the old one.
Oh.
So, how's everybody's gobble gobble bay?
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great. By the way, Jill, this is Otto. Otto.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He's homeless, right? He seems clean, but you should put one of those toilet seat protectors underneath him to make sure he doesn't ruin the chair.
Are you whispering with a bullhorn or something? Everybody hears you.
No, they can't. Mr. Hearing Expert.
Jill smiles, oblivious.
So?
Pass that down, Dad.
I'm allowed out here once a year, so I tend to miss things. What's going on? Anything new?
Well, Sophie just got her green belt in karate.
How come I didn't know about this? I didn't even know she did karate. What, I mean, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. I'm like Jimmy Stewart at the end of that movie, the one with they're in Pottersville. What is that movie called?
It's a Wonderful Life?
No, with Jimmy Stewart, the one where he meets the angel and he's mad.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Why do you keep saying that? No, the one where he falls in the pool and he sings Buffalo Gals. He gets all the money at the end, and he finds out that his life really is wonderful.
Star Wars.
Otto to Carter.
They play it every Christmas. You must have saw it before Jack made you convert.
What? What are you doing right now?
Your brother didn't make me do anything, Jill.
Everyone has to be like Jack over here, even poor Gary.
Gary tapes a turkey leg to his chest.
You made him switch from being Indian.
What is wrong with you? We adopted him when he was 10 days old. This is all he knows.
Did you ever think maybe he tapes things to himself because he doesn't feel connected, you know, to his real parents? That was very smart. I just thought of that. Isn't that? That was interesting.
Aunt Jill?
Yes,
Sophie. Yes, Sophie.
Do you and Daddy have twin powers?
What is this?
It's this thing we saw in 60 Minutes. Some twins have strange powers, and they can feel when the other one's hurt.
Oh, Jack and I can do that. What? Why are you making a face? When we were kids, you felt it when I broke my ankle.
I felt it because you fell on my head. You like that one?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, please. Tell me you don't feel this.
She slaps herself.
I didn't feel it. Maybe if you did it harder. A little harder.
No, Jill, stop it. He's kidding.
What?
Gary punches Jill off her chair.
Don't do fight! Jill,
are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Gary, that was, he didn't 100% connect.
Feel that, Daddy?
I actually did feel something there. Pride in my son.
Oh, will you stop it already? These sweet potatoes need salt. I'm so sick of that. Why are you so afraid to admit that we are connected? Face it, we shared Mom's womb. We were roommates.
Oh, that is just disgusting.
I have an idea. On the show, there were these twins, and they finished each other's sentences. Jack, maybe you could start a sentence, and Jill, you could finish it.
No.
Come on, Daddy, please.
Oh, my God.
Ready to receive mental images. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Will you stop? You're scaring him. It's just noises she's making. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I'm very tired, so I'm going to...
Go to the supermarket!
No, I'm going to sleep. Why would I go to the supermarket if I was tired?
It's what I would do. The cold air always wakes you up. Isn't it nice when you go over there, the frozen food section?
God bless.
You! God bless you! I finished your sentence! Got your pagogo!
What's pagogo?
Oh, it's a name that Aunt Jill used to call your dad when they were growing up.
I was Pokey and your father was pagogo. We had our own secret language. Ook maga dodo, pagogo.
I have no idea what those words mean, nor have I ever known what those words meant.
You do know what they mean, and you're lying right now. Ukmagadodo means I love you. Bongi means thank you. Klappa means left.
Hey, do you remember what Laki Maki Koko means?
What does this mean again?
Jack, don't.
It means I can't stand you being here!
Jill looks lost.
This is really awkward. I'm gonna go.
Dessert is coming.
I'm full.
He takes a bread roll and goes.
Okay.
I love how nice we are to this homeless man, a person we don't even know, who probably is pretending to be homeless. You don't look homeless to me. You're fat. You're Al Qaeda.
Sophia, why don't you go upstairs?
Well, Mom, this is my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
You know what? I'm leaving. That's it. I'm going. I hope you're happy.
I'm sleeping out here in the woods. At least the animals will be nice.
No, see, the kids love you.
And I love them. And that's the only reason that I come back here every year.
Jack, apologize.
I'm sorry that you make everybody uncomfortable. I really am.
Jack.
All right, I'm sorry about what I said back there. I didn't mean it. I love you.
I just feel abandoned. I'm all alone in the Bronx. I don't have any family with me anymore.
We didn't abandon you. I told you, you can Skype us anytime you want.
I don't even know what that means. What is Skype? It sounds anti-Semitic. What is it?
It's just this internet thing.
I don't get that. You know I don't have a calculator.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Our home is your home. So let's go back. I have some ice cream.
I don't know, Erin. I'm too upset. I can't eat right now. What flavor?
Chocolate.
Oh, you have maple walnut? I don't like chocolate.
I didn't know you liked maple walnut.
Hang in there, brother.
Oh, yeah.
She's only here till Sunday.
What is done cannot now be amended.
After our yeah, Ted, I'm looking at it right now. Leisure. So this was two nights ago.
If I did take the kingdom from your sons to make amends, I give it to your daughter.
Jack watches a YouTube clip of Al Pacino on stage.
Will you get that?
Whoa.
You have a phone in your hand. You are told before the play starts not to have it ring. Shut all cell phones off. This is what the man said.
This guy's going to do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
This has got to stop. I'm losing my mind. Help me. Where am I? Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah. How do you know Pacino's going to a Laker game? Well, yeah, get the tickets, but how am I even going to get near the guy? He's going to have security or something. I'm not telling my wife to wear something trashy just because it would save our company unless she wants to. I mean, that's her thing.
Erin glowers.
Nah, I'm hanging up the phone. Goodbye.
The gardener.
Jolie, ¿qué pasa? Excuse me, Mrs. Erin, the magnolia branch in the backyard could fall off any time. I mean, I don't want anyone to get hurt. Should I take it down now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever you think, Felipe.
Okay.
Oh, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had the whole family come over. Even my Aunt Rosa snuck across the border.
Jill's clueless.
I'm dead.
who are you? Are you a gardener or something?
No, I don't just do gardening. I do impressions, too. When immigration shows up, I do a great impression of a tree.
He stands still, like a tree. Jill gulps.
I'm kidding.
Oh, strong. All right. Jay Leno better watch his back.
You know it. Nice to meet you, señorita.
Okay, nice to meet you.
He smiles at Jill.
What are you doing? What is his problem?
Oh, Jack.
I put a little list together of things I want to do before I leave, though.
From her bra.
Oh, my God. I gotta touch that.
Yeah.
Studio tour, beach, horseback riding, get on a game show. Well, you can't get through all this stuff. You're leaving Sunday.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You know. I just wanted to have fun out here and, you know, we fought last night. I feel really weird leaving like that.
What do you mean? It was a great night. We ate food. We ran in the woods. It was fun.
Maybe I should stay out through Hanukkah. Mom's gone now, so there's really nothing for me to go back to.
Stay then!
She can't stay because your airline ticket. It's like the busiest time of year. We'll never get your return flight.
That's why I used my twin hunch in knowing that we would fight, and I have an open-ended ticket.
Jack's frantic. Two candles burn. Jill and Sophie wear outfits that match Doll's outfits.
Dad, never do that.
Hey, don't! He's gonna be mad. I don't know where we parked the car.
Pony rides.
I just want to go on with them because they look scared. I know if I was riding with them, they would feel. I know you say I weigh too much, but I don't think I do.
Jill gets on a pony.
Wow! Okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Oh my God!
Its legs give way and splay out either side.
Sorry, I weigh too much. You were right.
Gary cycles with a hamster taped to his back.
Gary.
At least put a helmet on that thing.
6 Hanukkah candles burn, only 3 to go. Jack lies on his side, sleeping on the couch. Next to him is Jill, who gently strokes his arm. Jack wakes and turns to face Jill. She stares and grins with her big white teeth.
What are you doing? Why can't I just lay with you? You're a weirdo.
A game show.
All right, welcome back to The Price is Right. Let's find out who's next.
Jill Sadelstein, come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
All right, Jill, go ahead and spin the wheel whenever you're ready.
You are the best, Drew! This is awesome, guys!
Go ahead.
Are you married or not?
No, go ahead.
Woo-woo!
Jill, go ahead and spin the wheel.
I don't, because I know once I spin it, I don't get to be near you anymore.
Oh, well. All right.
Gary, Sophie, come on, guys. $1.
$1.
$1 is the winner.
Good luck to you. Wow.
She spins the wheel and somehow knocks herself unconscious.
I never saw that before. Hey, let's give her a bunch of prizes. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away.
Call an ambulance.
Felipe drives them home.
It spins me good. And then when I hit the floor, that's when I really went out. But when I came to, it was good. They had prizes for me.
Say hello to my little friend.
At home, Jack watches Al Pacino in Scarface on his computer.
What is she doing now?
Jack looks out of the window into his expansive garden. Jill's whizzing up and down the swimming pool on a jet ski, barely able to control it.
Please don't destroy my pool.
Jill flies out of the pool and lands on a sunshade. Jack gawps maniacally. Erin, Jill, Gary, Jack and Sophie sit side by side in the cinema. Jack and Jill stare, mouths agape, and dip into their big bags of popcorn at the same time. Gary watches as they unconsciously mirror each other. Jack and Jill try to cough up their popcorn. Gary watches Jack and Jill pull a piece of popcorn from their mouths at the same time, then put it back in and eat it.
And Jill are so alike.
We are nothing alike, I promise you.
Jack and Jill both laugh with their mouths wide open and sit with their popcorn between their open legs. Jack notices, stops laughing, crosses his arms and puts his knees together. Jill carries on laughing. Jack laughs mockingly and frowns at Jill.
Watch the ball.
I got a funny sensation in my toe.
Gary watches as Jack and Jill both sit with their legs wide open, slumped to one side with their chins resting on their left hands. In unison, they scratch their groins and fart. Erin frowns and glances over. Jack and Jill fan their farts away at the same time. Jill pulls her phone from her cleavage and answers it. Jack stares, incredulous.
Hello?
Shh. Mrs. Applebaum!
Hi!
Yeah, no.
What are you doing?
It wasn't an emergency. I wanted to see how my plants were doing.
Bro, please stop talking.
Okay, and you turn the heat
turn
off?
The phone.
All the way off, though.
Jill!
If
Jill!
Not, yeah, I can't hear. I'm trying to step on the phone.
Well, get off the phone, you psycho!
Upset, Jill gets up to go.
No, don't
you
cry.
You know what?
Don't
you
run away.
Just,
don't go in the woods.
I can't
Jill.
Believe it, man. I can't.
Hey. It's the last night of Hanukkah. Come on already. It's happy time.
Hey, dude, way to yell at a chick. It's awesome.
That was a chick?
Yeah, that was a chick.
Jack pours popcorn on a guy's head and leaves. Morning. Erin and Jack are lying in bed. Jack looks out of the window. Jill's riding around the garden on a lawnmower.
Hey, I can do it.
It's okay.
No.
She's crazy.
She's crazy. She's never leaving.
Well, she was going to leave until you called her psycho.
She's forwarding her mail to us now. Highlights magazine. Birdie magazine addressed to Poopsie.
Okay. Did you ever think that maybe she's lonely and she needs someone to get her through the holidays?
She needs a guy. She needs a guy.
No.
If we don't get her a guy by New Year's, she's going to come on the cruise ship with us. We'll be locked in a boat for 7 days. I'll kill myself.
Do not get involved in her love life.
In the garden.
Aunt Jill, why don't you have any kids?
Gary, did you make your bed this morning?
It's okay, Aaron. You don't have to. I can tell him. Gary, I have all the equipment, and it seems to be functioning well. I get a little reminder every 30 days or so. But the point is, Gary, I was never married.
Why?
Well, everyone loved your father. He was more of a gadfly. Me, I kept to myself, made sure Grandma and Grandpa were okay.
But everybody loves Aunt Jill just as much as Daddy.
Or more.
Don't say that. Your father, he might act up, but he has thin skin. It hurt his feelings.
Aunt Jill, did you date boys?
I liked boys. They never liked me back.
My friend Mimi's mom dates boys. She meets on the computer.
Oh, I've heard of this. Now, I would do that. I don't know how to use a computer or a radar or a robot or whatever. Well, let's show her!
Jack.
No. Sophie's the one who brought it up. It's her. She did it. I would do it. I mean, what the heck? It's no biggie. Let's go for it. I need a man! So many to choose from. Match.com.
That's a good one.
eHarmony, I've heard of. They have commercials. Mm-hmm. MySoulmate.net. I like that because I got a little soul. Okay, so it says to press here to register for your perfect soulmate.
Not like that. No, like this.
What are you, a computer whiz? You would think he'd be the genius being from India. No, you know, India's really amazing lately. They're just leading the pack. I read in Time magazine, they're number one. China's number two. The Jews, we're back to number three.
Okay.
Four is Germany, so let's watch out,
all right.
Everyone.
All right. Hey, listen, you got to pick a username, Jill, so just do that.
A username? How about Manilow? Because he could use me anytime he wants to. Just kidding. I hope you didn't understand that. It's a little risque for your age.
Okay, now you load your profile picture that Sophie took of you.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see this.
My picture is embarrassing. Put it up.
She's smiling and holding a sandwich. Jack frowns.
Is it too va-va-boomish?
No, it's very natural.
Aw, maybe I should have gone with peanut butter and jelly. I like it. Forget it. I'm committing to it. So what? If somebody likes me, the little envelope thing will be blinking? I love this so much. I crave this. Family time. It's why you have a family.
Shaquille O'Neal is advertising ham in a gray wig.
A ham this good only comes once a generation. Like me. I give this ham 4 rings. That's a hell of a good ham right there.
Jack's office.
Whose idea was the wig?
That was his choice.
I think it's great that Shaq doesn't look like Shaq at all, that he looks like Al Sharpton on HGH. Turn the TV off. So how long does it take to get a response on one of those computer dating things? I'm new to this.
I mean, it can take a day, it can take a week, you know what I mean? For someone like her.
What was that? Why'd you say like her?
No, someone like her, like in her 40s, still single, you know what I mean? Incredibly homely.
Wow, you hate your job, don't you?
No, I only said that because you said that one time.
I can say that because I'm her twin.
Hey, Jack, Lakers game tomorrow night. We got to make that Pacino thing happen. Everybody's really nervous around here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what's this about a twin?
Oh, Jackie has a twin sister.
Are you kidding me? You never told me you had a twin sister.
Nah. I mean, she's
identical or fraternal?
Nocturnal, like a bat.
Really?
I'll pack my stuff up, man.
That night, Jack parks in front of his large house. He looks in on Jill in her room.
What are we doing in here?
She's asleep, clutching Poopsie the cockatoo, surrounded by scrunched up tissues. The kids come in.
Hey, what happened?
And Jill checked to see if any boys liked her. The blinking thing never blinked.
Oh, that's awful.
If people could only see how good she can open a pickle jar.
Yeah, I know.
Gary and Sophie go. Jack gazes at Jill. Jack sits typing on his computer.
Okay, where do I find desperate guys? Twitter, Maxim, Craigslist. Oh, yeah, casual encounters. All right, savages, get ready. Anyone wanting to meet a nice... No, I need someone immediately, not nice. Anyone wanting to meet a sexy gymnast model? Nah, I can't lie so much. Ain't hot?
He remembers Jill's sweat stain on the sheet.
Yeah, that works. Crazy.
He remembers finding her sitting on the loo wearing a face pack.
Hey!
Personal masseuse?
Oh, I pull really hard. Watch your mother. She's gonna have relief. Mm-hmm. What happened? She sleeping or something?
Knockout. $1.
$1's the winner!
Good luck to you.
At the game show, she gets knocked out.
For the night of your life, go to Manalope at mysoulmate.net. Oh man, I'm really throwing it to the wolves. But it has to be done.
Gary's behind him.
Wow.
We're not going to tell anyone about this, are we?
Where were you?
Yeah.
Where were
I you? Trust you can keep a secret, kid.
The next day.
You guys, are you sitting down? I got over 100 responses on the computer!
Whoa! Look at Miss Popular all of a sudden.
I mean, some of them are weirdos, but some of them are so nice. I wrote one guy back, and we're going out tonight! Oh, my God!
Gary sits staring at Jack.
What's she gonna wear?
What are you gonna wear, Daddy? In hell.
Shut up.
This is like waiting for the queen.
Yeah, well, let's see what's taking us so long. Go up there. Speed her along. Come on, go.
I'm answering it.
Fun bucket's here.
Fun bucket?
Oh, tell him I'm not ready. Tell him I'm not home.
She'll be right down.
All right.
A plain-looking guy.
You Fun Bucket?
Yeah, that's me.
You don't look like a Fun Bucket. I was picturing someone more fun or buckety.
You're not the crazy hot masseuse, are you? I want you to tell me right up front, because if you are, I'm not paying for dinner.
Come here. You mention Craigslist to her, or do anything that hurts her, I will stick my foot...
Fun Bucket!
Manilow?
Jill comes downstairs, beaming. She's all dolled up and wears a shimmering, bright blue knee-length dress with a rah-rah skirt. She has a blue cape around her shoulders. Her long brown hair is tied up, with ringlets hanging down at the sides. Sophie has a doll dressed just like Jill. Later, Jill sits with Fun Bucket in a restaurant booth.
I'll be upfront with you. I live in the Bronx, and I don't have any children. In all honesty, the clock's ticking, so if dinner works, we gotta get to work. I'm kidding you. I just said that because I'm very nervous right now, and I just keep talking so much. My mouth is moving. I don't even realize how much it's moving. I'm not even feeling it. It's cottony. So is this your first date on mysoulmate.net?
Yes. Assuming that's really happening and not some sort of terrifying nightmare.
I know. And what do you do for a living? Don't tell me. I want to play 20 questions. Remember that game when we were little? 20 questions? Okay, first question. Animal, mineral...
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Looking bemused, he gets up and goes.
See you.
Sometime later, he's not returned. A waiter comes over.
Should I take away your salads?
Oh, I think he's just waiting for his to cool off, so we'll just a few more minutes, and thank you.
Jill goes into the men's room.
Hello? Fun Bucket? Hello?
She knocks on a cubicle door. She pulls the door open. There's no one inside.
He must have gone out to get the mayor.
Looking disappointed, she goes. Fun Bucket is desperately hanging from the light fitting on the ceiling like a bat. At home, Gary and Sophie are playing air hockey. Jill arrives.
You're alive!
How'd it go?
Oh, it was fine.
He didn't try anything funny with you, did he?
No.
Does he want to go out again?
Is he a prince? Are you his princess? Did he ask for your number? Did he kiss you goodnight?
Oh, you can stop it already! It was just a date! Why do you put so much pressure on me? Why are there so many stairs? I miss your old chandelier! No one's ever gonna love me! I'm a loser!
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Why? Why are you an idiot?
Busted, disgusted, never to be trusted.
Erin and the kids go to Jill's room.
Hi, Jill. It's okay. We've all had bad dates.
Whatever. I thought he was cool for a second.
Jack feels like you deserve to go out with a guy who treats you right. So guess who is taking you to the Lakers game tomorrow night?
Halfing at 23 from the computer?
Actually, I'm your date.
I love that, Pagogo! Ookmagadodo! This sounds great! Finally some twin time!
Oh, Polywally Zoom Golly Golly.
That means I want to choke on my own vomit.
Does it? I'm a little rusty. I don't remember everything.
At the Lakers Stadium, the two basketball teams are on the court warming up. Jack and Jill arrive, and she gawps at the players.
Oh my God, look at these guys. What? They're huge.
Yeah.
They're too big. They're freaky. It's weird.
Stop it.
How is that? Where do they buy pants?
Just please keep walking. I'm sorry.
Like nuclear power plant big. That's big.
Al Pacino.
John, we're so close here.
Hey.
You got us in a game.
What's going on with the beard, man?
I'm doing research. I don't want to be recognized, okay?
A caption appears on a massive video screen, Celebrity Cam. Johnny Depp and Al Pacino appear on the screen. Al's wearing a ridiculous big black false beard. Jill and Jack look up from their seats. The words Al Pacino flash on screen.
Hey,
Jill, don't go nuts, but I'm going to try and talk to Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, the movie actor?
Yes.
Oh. Stay calm.
What do you think people are thinking here, that I'm sitting with my rabbi?
Hey, guys, big game tonight.
Yeah.
How you doing, Johnny?
How are you?
Huge fan.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And Mr. Pacino, I actually met you one time at a movie premiere.
Not looking up, Al sucks his soda through a straw.
He's thirsty.
Oh, okay. It was Cats and Dogs 3, and we were sitting in the same row. One of your kids knocked over your popcorn, and I gave you mine. And you called me Popcorn the rest of the night.
Popcorn?
Yes.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Hey, what's with the beard? You look a little like Bin Laden.
I was kind of thinking Castro myself.
No, it's like the Corp Drops guy, the Smith Brothers.
Who's that? Is that your wife?
No, that's my sister Jill. She's in from the Bronx. Hey, Al, do you think you'd ever...
Dulcinea.
What's that?
You're from the Bronx?
Yeah, born and bred, Throg's Neck, the nice part.
Al, I got a question for you, and I know it's a long
trip. I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know much about you. I haven't seen a lot of your movies, but I hear you're very serious.
Okay.
Hey, is Ryan Seacrest here? Have you seen him? Do you know him?
I'm sorry, who, Chris?
Al, would you ever consider doing a...
Who's your friend? Was he in Duran Duran? Were you in Duran Duran?
Yes. Yes, I was.
So yeah. Tell me, how long are you going to be in L.A.?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that John Stamos?
Who?
Pagogo! Let's go before he gets away. I want to see you up close, please.
So, Al, I'm going to get a hold of your agent, if that's cool.
Jack and Jill take their seats in the stand and watch the game.
When's the marching band come out?
That's not gonna happen.
No?
Here we go.
The Lakers score and everyone around Jill gets to their feet and cheers. Still seated, Jill notices that Al Pacino, sitting across from her, is staring. Jill frowns, bemused. Al's captivated. He pulls down his false beard and smiles at Jill. A hot dog vendor hands Jill a hot dog.
Compliments of Mr. Pacino.
What's this?
written in mustard and ketchup, call me, and a number. Al gestures for Jill to call him. In the car.
I can't believe this! This is insane, man! You gotta call him!
Oh, cool you buns. You know I'm still hurting from the whole fun bucket fiasco.
No, but Pacino liked you! I swear to God, he really liked you!
Oh, will you stop, Reddy? You know all he wants to do is play Twister with your sister.
Jill, will you just do this for me?
You know, maybe I'll be ready to date again in a few weeks. We'll sit and talk about it on New Year's.
Shocked, Jack lurches and spins the car.
New Year's? But you're not going to be here on New Year's, because that's after our birthday, which is when you're leaving.
I guess so.
So if New Year's comes up, just tell Jill that one more passenger on the cruise ship, it'll sink.
I'm not telling her that.
Tell her. Yeah, tell her something. I'm not having to come to Europe. It's the kid's first trip.
Hey, how we doing in here?
It's 6:32. 43 years ago at this very time you were born. Happy birthday, number one.
Okay, thank you.
Happy birthday, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, not yet. I wasn't born yet. I'm 6:33. I'm still 42, Aaron.
Okay.
So how does it feel, old man, getting rickety in the bones?
I'm so bummed that you're leaving tomorrow. I'm gonna miss you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm gonna miss you guys, too. Especially on New Year's.
Get the violins going, yep.
It's just every year I'd go with Mom to Valentino's. It's the restaurant, Aaron, where my mother met my father. Oh, I knew that was gonna be big.
Well, don't throw it out. We can make a birthday candle with it.
A big lump of earwax. At Morton's Steakhouse.
Hey, we're only 40 minutes late, guys.
I hope they sing happy birthday to us.
Yeah, I hope we still have our table this
Why is it so dark in here? We gotta get killed or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jack, we got you.
You are having a party for us? Oh, coolness.
Everybody's here.
And I just had to meet your twin sister.
Very nice to see you.
I mean, you guys really do look alike.
I say that all the time. He says no.
Jill, I want to introduce you around.
This is going to be a bad night. This is going to be an awful night.
Really, it's fascinating. How does it work, Mr. Subway Sandwich? Tell me more.
Just Jared's fine.
Call you Jared? Okay, sure. Just 10 sandwiches a day. To me, that seems too much, almost like a job. I couldn't do that.
I don't need that many.
No? Okay. Here's the situation. You're here. There's not a Subway in sight. You're at a steakhouse like this. What do you eat?
I eat other things.
Oh, you do? Yes. You do? I knew you were cheating. That's why there's so much goo left on you. I miss the old Jared, the 400-pound Jared that scared us.
I don't miss that one at all.
Well, I'm sure you don't, but if he was around, he'd be with me and not with the two hookers.
The pretty girls look offended. Jill sits with the group.
But yeah, we love musicals. You know what? You're the ShamWow man, right? Yeah. The funny story, Jack used to be a bedwetter.
No.
He could have used one of these ShamWow things 20 years ago for his pee puddles. Oh, there's with the yellow sheets.
Jack runs off embarrassed.
Where are you going, Puddles?
All right, nice to meet you all.
Am I crazy or is she hot?
You're crazy.
It's Jack.
Jack goes to find Todd.
Jack with boobs.
There he is.
You set this whole thing up? Yeah, we got through it, man. It came out pretty dope, I think.
It's amazing. Hey, Jill.
Sorry to interrupt. Come here for a sec. Okay, nice to see you. What's going on?
Did I ever tell you Todd is an atheist?
A what?
Oh, God.
Have a great time, guys.
No, how could there be a Grand Canyon if God didn't exist?
Right, that's a very good point. I'm just saying, you know, maybe...
Maybe
that,
God wouldn't have given you a rat face if you believed in him.
I don't have a rat face.
Yes, you do have a rat face. It's scary.
Whoa. Cheese. Wait a minute. This guy doesn't believe in God?
No.
I'm just saying that there's not real proof.
Idiots like you really make me mad. Fight!
Fight him!
Fight!
Make a wish, you twins.
Okay, let's do it.
Where's the other cake? There's not enough candles for
All
both
right,
of
Jill.
Us.
One cake's enough. Make the wish.
Mom and Dad always got us two cakes. Made us both feel special. I don't think Mom and Dad would like this.
Make the wish already! I'm hungry!
Will you stop already? Blow out the candles.
They blow out the candles on the massive cake. Jill looks touched. Jill goes to the restaurant's coat room and finds Al Pacino sitting waiting.
Whoa! Funny meeting you here. Don't be startled, it's only me.
They drive in Al's car.
Yeah, it's always the same thing, it's L.A. I never know where I am, it's a wilderness here. I mean, in the Bronx, you got the streets, you got the numbers, you got 187th and 88th.
Yeah,
it
right.
Follows in sequence. Smart. Here you got the palm trees.
Yeah.
They all look alike.
Jill smiles politely.
I have no idea where we are.
You really don't?
I don't. Lucky for us, I got the panic button.
You have a panic button?
Yeah, and we'll soon find out where we are, huh?
Floodlights wash up the walls of a vast mansion.
There we go.
It's a house. That's not a bakery.
Well, we're going to bakery, a house. What difference does it make?
It makes a difference. What do you mean?
There's a bakery in the house.
Get out of town. I'm not going to your house.
I want to see a birthday cake sooner. I'm taking pepper spray out. I'm not kidding.
Oh, ye of little faith.
What is that, a Shakespeare?
No, that was Jesus. Okay, birthday girl.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. You name it. Xavier, my guy, will bake it.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, look, I made her happy.
I
made you happy.
Lots of lush cakes. In the lounge, Jill eats some.
Nutcracker.
No, that's Man of La Mancha. They offered me the part of Don Quixote on Broadway.
Ooh, whoa.
But, you know, I'm not there yet, so I'm mulling it over, you know.
I love that. That's where the man's in the tower ringing the bell?
That's Quasimodo. That's Hunchback of Notre Dame. You see, this is Don Quixote. Don Quixote meets this fallen woman who he thinks is his lost love, Dulcinea.
Right, and he can't straighten his back, so he keeps ringing the bell. And he has a sidekick. It was a mouse.
Okay, moving on. Listen. Bronx, I got a birthday surprise for you.
Another one.
Yeah. It's my...
A long stick.
Original. Stickball steak.
Oh.
Come with me a
second. Let me just eat some cake. This is so
good. You will later.
You'll
be eating enough.
We really have to stop now?
Xavier!
Oui, monsieur.
Right? Ha! Nice. He's going to throw the ball, and you are going to take the stick with two hands, right? And you're going to hit it.
Do I have to play this weird game?
It's not weird. Jill, it's in you. Right. It's in your DNA. Just think, Brooks. Let it just float.
Okay. Can you do me a favor and not hold me like this?
All right. I'm just trying to show you. You got to do is make contact. That's all.
I feel like this is your game, and it's not my game. If you want to play my game, Hungry Hungry Hippo Saturday, do you have that here? Or do you guys?
That's coming.
Al talks gobbledygook to his chef, who says, what language are you speaking?
Just throw it.
Wait.
Okay. Come on, no batter here, pitcher. No batter. We got him.
Oh! Jill whacks the ball and smashes Al's Oscar.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I'm sure you have others, though.
You'd think it, but oddly enough, I don't. But I have you.
You don't have me. I'd rather have you. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. I had fun, but I'm so tired. It's 8:30 in the morning my time.
You know what time it is for me? It is time for my salvation, because finally I found the one woman with all her rough human charm who will lead me back.
He pulls her closer.
To sanity.
She lets go of his stick.
You're sick.
You're a sweetie.
I saw what you were doing with the stick and it was gross. Thank you, Sabine.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Wham bam exit hand.
Well, you don't have a car.
Next morning, in Jack's garden, Felipe's adjusting a timing device.
Why are you ignoring me?
Felipe frowns and goes into the woods.
What happened to me?
What's this?
Help me! Where were you?
What do you mean? I was here, bird.
Poopsie flies off. Jill's under a blanket.
Felipe!
It's you. What you doing out here?
I stayed out here because I didn't want to go in the house, and Aaron tried to make me come back, and I wouldn't. He yelled at me because I rejected Al Pacino.
Well, if you need something to do, I'm just fixing the timer and heading off to a big family picnic. We play soccer, eat,
steal white people's wallets.
What did you say?
I'm kidding. We don't eat.
Oh, stop it!
Why won't you help me?
What are you doing? Put Poopsie down!
It flew in my bread.
Otto, the homeless guy, has Poopsie in a sandwich. A big family party in a park.
Hey, Rosa! Eren, volvín para acá! This is my friend Jill.
Hi.
That's my father, my mama, my brother Juan, my other brother Juan, Juan Jr., my sister Juanita, my grandma Juangelina, and that... I'm kidding!
I was gonna say, that's a lot of Juan!
We're not only Juan. Hey, niños! Look, these are my kids. Jose, Jose Jr., y Josefina.
They are beautiful. Hi, hi.
They all look like my wife, thank God.
Your wife? So I need to meet her. Where is she?
No, she passed away 4 years ago.
I'm so sorry. I lost my mother.
That's all right. I love talking about my wife. And I know she's up there.
He looks up.
Sneaking into heaven right now.
Jill frowns.
It's a joke.
Your father's bad. He's very bad.
Ready for the best Mexican food you ever had?
I never had Mexican food.
What?
I'm sorry. It's not my fault. They don't serve it at my deli.
Well, today's your lucky day.
Jill eats corn chips.
Wow.
That's chile relleno.
It looks like a knish.
The granny.
Never had Mexican food.
Very, very good.
Jill bumps shoulders with a goateed guy, knocking him off the picnic bench.
I'm kidding. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
A jalapeno.
What is this thing?
No. It's too hot. Just like you.
Awfully.
The granny munches jalapeno peppers.
Come on, Jill! Come on!
Jill plays football with the others, but she slips and lands on her back. The granny laughs. A crowd has gathered around a young boy breakdancing on some flattened cardboard boxes. He spins on his head.
Get Jill out there! Yeah!
Clapping her hands, Jill does a flouncy, girlish dance for the crowd. She pulls her shoulders back and shakes her bosom, and the granny cocks an eyebrow. The crowd cheers as Jill does a Cossack dance. She squats and rises, kicking her legs out to land on her heels. The crowd claps and an elderly man gives her bottom a squeeze. The boggle-eyed granny leans forward in her seat and glares. She hisses at Jill like a cat.
Come on, Jill! Run! Run!
On the football pitch, Jill's shoe flies off and hits the granny. Relatives revive her with jalapenos.
Okay,
blindfolded, Jill swings a stick at a piñata, accidentally smashing Granny in the face. The old man calls for more medicinal peppers.
Jalapenos! Did I get it?
Granny gobbles jalapenos. Jill plays football. Jill weaves around players with the ball. She nutmegs a guy and hops over another with the ball between her ankles. Jill leaps up and volleys the ball into the back of the net. The players lift Jill up on their shoulders. One guy squats down and looks up her skirt. It's not a guy, he says to one of the others, and hands over some money.
Believe me, I love it!
Jack's at home. He answers an intercom.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Popcorn.
Is that Al Pacino? Are you kidding me? How you doing?
Listen, I got a little something here for Ms. Sadelstein.
My God, she's not here right now.
Oh, that's our loss, isn't it?
Have you any idea when she might be coming home? Hopefully soon.
You know what? I hope so. I'm waiting on her, too.
And I wanted to tell you, Al, if she wasn't receptive the other night,
Al bursts in.
My God.
I know she's in here, Popcorn.
How'd you get over the fence?
Chill.
Come on. You want me to get you something
Remember,
to eat?
Remember, all I want to do is make you happy.
Uh-huh.
I want to see you. I want to know that you exist. That I'm not just imagining you.
Al, she really isn't here. For real.
Shit. She sleeps here?
She does. She sleeps here.
The sweaty mattress.
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry, you have to see that.
She sleeps with someone?
No. That's a bird. That's not a human. No problems.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How does this happen?
Al, I wouldn't lay there. That's not,
Al lies on Jill's sweat stain.
She leaves an after scent.
Ugh. Hey, Popcorn. You know, you're not really giving me any confidence here.
About what?
Where is she?
Al, I don't know where...
Where are you hiding her?
She's coming back. She's just not here, right?
Hey, Jill!
A lot of places to hide. Hey, Jill!
Al, she's coming back. I swear to you. She got an 8 o'clock flight tonight, so I promise.
What? She's leaving? Come here.
Come to you or...
Yeah, come. Get down.
Yeah.
Jack goes over to Al.
You want to turn my name into some coffee drink, chocolate donut thing?
Well, yeah, tastefully, though, I think it's a...
Then you get me to girl.
Get you to girl?
Get me to girl.
Get is a strong word, because this is my sister we're talking about.
You don't understand!
What? I want to understand.
You don't understand!
Go ahead. Tell me what I need to know.
Your sister and I,
yeah,
we grew up on the same streets. We breathe the same Bronx air.
Yes.
Right? When I look at her, I see me.
When I look at her, I see me too, just...
But I know what you mean.
I hear you.
I see what I was.
Al rests a hand on Jack's shoulder.
I'm lost, Popcorn. I am. I go visit my kids. I can't find them. I end up talking to lemon trees.
You know what? I'm lost now. What is...
Jill.
Yes.
Is gonna get me there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just want a shot. You understand?
Let's get you a shot.
Right.
Only way to get you a shot is to have my sister stay even longer out here, which is amazing news for me.
It's not warm to be in a holiday season, but thank you. I really had an amazing time.
Too bad you're taking off tonight.
I have to. He's abusive to me. Not physically, because I would hurt him, but mentally, and it's time to go.
I know. Maybe next time you're...
Jill's tummy's rumbling.
Maybe next time you're here, if you ever...
That's what? If I ever what?
Well, maybe next time you're here, if...
Yeah, is that your engine? Your engine seems to be a... It's a diesel truck, I'm guessing, right?
No, if you ever want to see a movie or something...
Oh, my God. I just hold the thought. I have to go.
I have to. What did I say?
Oh, no, it's not you. What? It's the chimichangas. Oh, they're making a run for the border.
Oh, you're throwing chimichanga bombs?
She runs into the house.
Oh, God.
Jill? Where were you?
Oh, she's not talking to us still, I guess.
I am not talking to you! I am talking to Aaron! Aaron, I gotta go make some chocolate squirties! Oh, God! Oh, hold it! Oh, please, get there!
Outside the bathroom.
Hey, Jill, can I talk to you for a second?
No! My bags are packed and there's nothing left to say! I spent the day at Felipe's picnic where I finally felt welcome by everybody. I tried this new food for the very first time.
I'm guessing Mexican?
Yes, Mexican, Mr. Food Detective. And Felipe treated me like a...
What is Evel Knievel doing wheelies in there? What?
She comes out.
Hey. So I just wanted to talk to you about last night and everything.
The smell.
Oh, my God. Wow,
Jill shrugs as Jack retreats and opens a balcony door.
I was thinking about last night and all that stuff you were saying, and...
What, are you hot or something?
I just have to,
He wafts the smell.
I would love for you to stay a few extra days.
No, I'm going home. I already told him to turn my electricity back on.
You can't be alone on... Can't be alone on New Year's. Come on, it's just not right.
You want me to stay that long? I thought you're going on your big cruise.
Jill, I want you to come on the cruise with us.
I can't believe it. Of course I'll come with you. Thank you! Yes! I mean, you won! Yes!
Gary and Sophie jump for joy.
Oh my God, Poopsie, we're cruising through Europe.
Sophie holds her nose. Poopsie covers his beak. A luxury cruise ship.
Welcome to Royal Caribbean International.
The ship is enormous, with its own swimming pools, climbing wall, flume and fairground carousel. Erin, Jill, Jack, Sophie and Gary are on board.
Poopsie, boy. This phone has everything.
Hello?
What took you so long to pick up?
Jack, Pacino's called here 3 times. What do you want me to tell the Dunkin' Donuts people, all right? We got 5 days, Jack, to get Scarface so they move on.
I know.
Oh, my God. There's a pool on a boat?
Do you want me to get Al Pacino on the phone now?
Tell Pacino I'll call him tonight at 5:30, okay? And just one more thing.
Yeah, what?
God told me your feet were on my desk, so get them off!
Todd hangs up in a panic and takes his feet off the desk. On the ship, Poopsie bathes in a chocolate fountain.
All you can eat!
Go for it, Poopsie! Have a chocolate bath!
Well,
all right, it's 5:30. I gotta make a call.
To who?
I got one last business call to make, and then that's it for me. I love you. Be back.
Gary's taped a lobster to his back.
Amongst this princely heap, if any here, by false intelligence...
The theater audience mutters.
Hold me a foe. If I unwittingly... or in my rage committed aught that is hardly borne by any in this princely presence, I do reconcile...
It's Al's phone.
...myself to his friendly peace. 'Tis death to me to be at enmity and desire all good men's love.
Where were you, Popcorn?
What do you mean? It's 5:30.
No. It's 9:30 my time. I was waiting for you 5:30.
Oh, it's 4 hours the other way. I got confused.
Okay, whatever. What's going on? How's she doing?
We're coming along. That's how we're doing.
Coming along? What does that mean, coming along? What does that mean?
Come on, wrap it up!
It means we're getting there. We just need a little more time.
Put her on the phone. I want to hear her voice.
She's not here right now.
This reminds me of that boat movie with Leonardo.
Titanic?
No, the one with the iceberg.
Who was that?
That was Poopsie.
Why won't you let me talk? Will you? You gotta be quiet. I can't hear him. All right? Please. Yeah. Listen, you get me this girl.
Or you don't get that Dunkachino commercial, you understand?
Don't you know me? Don't you know I would use all my power, all the power I have, to keep a commercial like that from happening? Don't you know that?
Is he seriously breaking out The Godfather?
I swear to God, I'm gonna cry.
Put her on! Put her on! Pacino!
Yeah. All right, hang on for a second. I'll put her on.
Jack impersonates Jill on the phone.
Hello?
Jill, my darling, just to hear your voice. What are they doing? Why are they trying to keep us apart?
Nobody's keeping me apart from anybody. I'm my own person. You remember that?
Oh, I know you're your own person.
Nobody's like you.
Al's understudy.
Would you like a little privacy? I could finish up
no,
for
no,
you.
It's okay. Nobody wants to see you. But thanks anyway. Jill, can you meet me when you dock in Spain?
But what about your Shakespeare show? Don't you have that to do?
You're kidding? This is L.A. They got Bruce Jenner playing Lord Rivers.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Darling, put your brother on.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Jack's back.
Bye-bye, we did it! I'm coming to get her.
You're coming to get her? She just said, I don't think so, I thought.
I can smell horny across an ocean.
Oh.
Here's how it's gonna go down. 9 p.m.
tomorrow.
Top deck, port side. I'll be there.
Still on stage, Al hangs up.
Audience, could you tell me where I was?
But he, poor soul,
by your first order, died.
Good afternoon, passengers. Hope you all are enjoying our Royal Caribbean activities. And for those of you going ashore later, we will be arriving in beautiful Mallorca by sunset.
A kid jumps rope.
Jump.
No, she's good. Pagongo, why don't these guys know how to jump rope? Why didn't you teach them? We were the double Dutch kings in our neighborhood. These guys can't do a single wing ding.
Daddy, you know how to jump rope?
No, I don't know how to jump rope. Your father likes to pretend his life started in California. We were champs. Everyone loved us in the neighborhood.
Come on, Daddy, please.
Can you bring it over here? Gigi, Rodney, kick it. Get up here. Yeah. Get up here.
The attendants twirl 2 skipping ropes between them and Jack and Joel's jump rope.
Come on. Here's the swim tower.
Bring it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They kick their legs and point in unison as they jump.
Wow. Do the mummy!
They hold their arms out like mummified monsters.
Come on, let's see!
The guys with the ropes twirl faster. Jack and Jill do nifty dance steps, touching their feet and heels as they move. They end in a breakdance-style pose, and the gathered crowd goes wild.
That was all you!
the father!
Yeah, it was you!
You were great, Pokey.
Now she's Pokey.
She's always been Pokey. I was thinking tonight, portside, you could go on that deck, check out the stars, put on something gorgeous, because there might be a handsome surprise waiting for you.
Oh, really? You're gonna introduce me to my Mr. Wright?
Maybe.
Really? Uh-huh. It's not Al Pacino, is it? Why, is it Al Pacino?
No, it's not.
Because that would just hurt me at this point.
But it's not, so...
Treating me like some sort of foster twin. That's bad.
It's not, all right?
All right, then why are you getting so angry?
Why are you so annoying?
What? Jack! Why would you say that? We were just having fun!
We never have fun when you're around. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, this is
you, man. This is on you. You're out of your mind. Yeah.
Poopsie drinks Jack Daniels. Jack goes through blouses in Jill's wardrobe.
Pit stain. I don't know what that is. Get clean.
He takes a blouse from its hanger, a pair of high-heel shoes, a clutch purse, and some jewelry. To Poopsie.
You tell anybody, I will fry you up and eat you.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jack hurries out of Jill's room and into a gent's toilet. A bald, middle-aged bathroom attendant smiles genially at Jack, who points at the cubicles, trots uncertainly over to one, and goes in. The attendant grins. Jack plonks a bag down on the loo. He puts red lippy on and fake red fingernails, then shaves off his chest hair. He dunks the razor in the toilet, then shaves his legs. He stuffs two melons down the front of a bra he's wearing and pulls pink underwear on over a cushion he's strapped to his bottom. He puts on the blouse, dons a wig, and emerges from the cubicle. He looks exactly like Jill. He smiles awkwardly at the bathroom attendant, who stares at him without expression and beckons him with a finger. Jack shrugs and clumps over. The attendant takes a look at him, then grabs his melons and hoicks them into alignment. Jack looks down at them, and the attendant kisses his fingertips like a chef. Jack smiles. Dressed as his sister, he climbs stairs on deck and looks around. Al is nowhere to be seen.
All right, where is he, man? He said port side, I'm port side. What am I supposed to be?
A rope ladder hits him on the head.
Cheesecake!
Whoa, holy crap!
Just climb on the ladder!
There! Don't you think maybe you should land that thing? That'd be easier for me!
It's safer to hover!
Jack steps onto the ladder and dangles from it as the helicopter flies off. Jack and Al sit opposite each other at a dining table beneath chandeliers in Al's lavishly furnished castle.
I am Bob.
Señorita, I was gone too long?
No, not at all. It's really good to see you again.
So what is different about you tonight? I don't know.
Nothing?
No. There's something that... You dropped some weight?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I'm looking thinner.
Yeah,
that's probably what you're
so.
Seeing.
It's like you're more feminine or something. A little more, less muscular.
I don't agree, but okay.
He speaks to a waiter. Subtitles read, Globaldy Global Bibbly Blop, Globble Dobble, Gibbledy Blip, Gibbledy Glob, Shoeless. The waiter pours liquor.
This is heavy, hard stuff, or how are we doing here? What is this?
One for the lady.
Okay, lindo. Hey,
that's enough for me.
Who is Poopsie? I keep hearing Poopsie, Poopsie.
Poopsie is my bird.
Ah. I used to raise pigeons.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was Brando.
Oh.
You ticklish?
No.
Ooh.
I said I'm not, so.
No. It's just what? That Stella Adler, the great acting teacher, once wrote in a book, the only way you can really get to know somebody is if you watch their behavior when they're being tickled. You do me the honor of just lift up those girly arms?
I just haven't shaved under there in many, many years. You don't want to see that.
Matter. We're in Europe. It doesn't matter.
I think even here they might be like, what is
no,
that?
No, not here. Give me a try.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, my God. Ah, oh, look at us.
All right! Drop it!
Jack smashes a plate and Al recoils.
What was that?
I didn't like that. I'm sorry.
That was powerful. He just came out of you like, boom.
Jack beckons the waiter over and chugs liquor from the bottle in a gym on the cruise ship.
I don't even know where Jack is right now.
He's avoiding me. That's where he is. Can I work in with you guys?
You knock yourself up.
I think he hates because I talk so much. It bothers him, you know? But when I'm in the Bronx, I have no one else to talk to but Poopsie. So when I'm around other humans, I tend to blab a lot.
No, you don't.
I do. You throw a couple of more 45s on. Aaron, he was being so nice to me, and then I had to bring up the Pacino thing because, I don't know, I do that. It's just because I'm insecure, you know? I feel like the only reason he brought me on this cruise is for some Pacino-related shenanigans, and it just gets in my head.
He told me he wanted you to come on this cruise because he didn't want you to spend your first New Year's Eve without your mom alone.
He said that?
Yeah.
Jill puts a heavy weight down.
Oh my God, that means so much to me. Why didn't I use my twin powers to know that? Do they not work when you're out of the country?
Maybe they don't.
That's why he was mad, because he was being good to me, and I did what I did, and I'm a jerk, and I have to call him, and I'm gonna straighten the whole family's vacation out. I promise. This is so cool.
Come on, das ganze Dorf, die ganze Aufgemacht. Push, push hard there.
I was pushing it.
Two muscular bodybuilders fail to lift the weight Jill was lifting. At Al's, Jack drinks liquor and dances.
Al Pacino! Al Pacino! Al Pacino!
Now you got it!
All right, let's have our face! Here you go!
They bump bottoms.
I always come on the short end of that, don't
I? Jill's calling him.
Hello?
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 I don't understand. Are you mocking my voice right now?
No, I'm not. I can't talk right now.
Okay, don't talk then. Just listen. I just want to tell you, I'm sorry. I'm the reason we're fighting right now. And I never thank you enough for doing all you do for me. So thank you.
Who is that, your brother?
Who is that, Jack? It's nobody.
Hey, popcorn. We're having fun here.
Are you with Al Pacino?
No, I'm not. I said I can't talk right now, weirdo.
Please tell me you're not doing what I think you're doing.
I said I can't talk, so I'm hanging up.
Jack, speak in your regular voice or I'll know the real reason why you brought me on this cruise.
I can't always do what you want when you want it. Bye.
Tearful, Jill hangs up. Christmas baubles gleam on a wreath behind her and on decorations festooning the walls. The bathroom attendant steps out of the gents and sees Jill. Taking her for Jack, he beckons her over with a finger. Jill points at herself and the attendant nods. She steps slowly over to him. He takes a look at her, then grabs her boobs and adjusts them. She looks at her chest, then at the attendant, who smiles. Jill punches him, knocking him backwards through the toilet door.
I mean, come on!
Hey, what's Popcorn's problem? Mayor McCheesy doesn't like his new script?
Oh, get over yourself. My brother's very good at what he does. Yes. He's gonna write a book one day, you'll see.
Oh, yes, he's an author. I forgot. That's right. He's got a whole novel in him about Desinex foot powder.
Ooh. Oh, so funny.
Yeah. Jack slaps out.
Oh, that's the Bronx girl coming back.
You take back what you said about Pagogo!
Go ahead, do it. Defend the honor of that self-deluded, sycophantic, bitter hack.
Jack attacks Al, who hits him with a chair.
Ouchie. You okay?
Get off of me. Okay. I don't care.
I'm sorry. I know. What can I do? You know, you had that, You had a broken bottle.
Yeah, well, get away from me. Let me breathe for a second.
I just want
to... I need my own space.
Okay.
Back up.
All right, I'm backing
back
up.
Back up.
All right. Oh, gee.
You don't hit a girl with a chair on the first date. Okay.
It's amazing the way you stick up for your brother. It's just...
Well, I got to do that. Don't I at least owe him that? Because all I ever do is take things from him and ruin things.
Well, that's his point of view, you know? I mean, that's the way he makes you see yourself. You want to know what I see?
Yes, I want to know what you said. You can get any girl in the world, and why would you want me? Answer that. It makes no sense.
Well, I see an angel with a broken wing. I see a brother who all he got all his life was everything. All the glory, all the accolades, everything since they were two. I see a girl who wants recognition, but just never gets it. Yet, she has a heart so big, she finds happiness in seeing her brother receive it all.
Jack nods.
Yeah, but come on, aren't I a pain in the butt? I mean, don't I annoy everybody?
You got so much love in you, Jill. So much to give. You just need someone to give it to.
Jack looks down and Al caresses his wig.
To dream.
Al's chef sits at the piano.
The impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow. Dulcinea.
Dulcinea.
You are Dulcinea from the Broadway play they offered me. And I am the man of La Mancha.
You got me there! I'm taking the part!
What about my brother? What do I do? What do I say?
Wow, your brother. Oh, I don't know if there's much you can do about him. I mean, not that he doesn't love you. He loves you, I'm sure. But it's a kind of deathbed love. The kind of love he'll look back on when it's too late. Hey! Listen, I'm gonna do...
No, I gotta fix it. I gotta fix it now.
I gotta fix it. Hey, where are you going?
Back to the ship!
Would you stay if I did your brother's commercial?
Oh, the heck with that commercial! I'm going to see my woman!
Jack's on his phone on the ship.
Come on.
You have reached the voice mailbox of...
What is it? How do you...
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Oh, God.
Jill! Jill, open up!
Jack? What are you wearing?
You were with Al Pacino, weren't you?
Wow, you're good.
Jill was right. You are a weirdo.
I know I am. Where is she? Where's Jill?
She went home. And now I know why.
She went home?
A sad-looking Jill stands outside her snow-covered house with a cardboard box filled with food, cookies, and donuts. She goes inside. I can't hide. She unpacks her food alone. Later, she pulls up outside Valentino's restaurant. Wearing a tiara, she applies a little makeup and takes a framed photograph of her mother from her handbag.
Going in alone is fine, Mom. And I'm not alone. I'm with you.
She puts the photo in her bag and gets out of the car. Monica, a trashy blonde, sits inside with a group.
Hey, well, guess what? I'm not wearing underwear. It's New Year's Eve. Have some fun.
Jill enters timidly and sits down at a table.
Yo, you guys, is that Jill Sadelstein?
She was absolutely the biggest loser in a high school. Right?
I mean, didn't she marry that bird and move to the jungle?
OMG, she's here alone tonight. The loserness continues.
Monica lifts a finger.
Hey, Jill.
Oh, hey. Happy New Year, guys.
Where have you been hiding, hon?
I was visiting my brother for Thanksgiving, and I just decided to stay out there with him for a while.
Yeah. He must have loved that.
For your information, Carol, he begged me to stay, but I'm just too exhausted from being on game shows and dating movie stars.
Oh, who'd you hook up with? Rob Schneider?
I like him.
God, you're hot.
You know, I don't like to kiss and tell, but I was with Sir Al Pacino for a whole night.
Oh, honey, it must not have worked out since you're all alone tonight, yeah, aren't you?
She's not alone. She's with her family.
Jack? What are you doing here?
That's Jack.
I realized something that I want to tell you so much. I don't know how to say. What? Ukmagadodo, Poki. My God.
Ukmagadodo, Blarda, Blarda, Blarda. Mama Pandori, Pan Papa Pandori, Long Bada Bada.
Bada Bada, I know.
Pogogo to Aire, Nani Poki, para mi.
Monica's table go up in confusion.
But most important, Bangi.
She nods.
Bangi ke majangi.
The children.
Of course, I love those guys.
Bangi para rumpernickel pumpernickel.
It's freaking beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Para kaya! Ukmagadodo!
Kudali me!
They hug.
I'm so happy.
Jack mouths thank you to Erin, who smiles lovingly and nods. Monica taps her on the back.
So what, are you like his wife?
Is that Monica?
Yeah, I am. I'm Erin. Nice to meet you.
Well, I guess he settled for second best because I dumped his sorry butt in high school. Yes, I did.
Don't worry, Erin. They used to call her the cheese tray because she got passed around at all the parties.
Oh, we're getting busy.
I'm right here.
Oh, what are you doing?
Monica gets Erin in a headlock.
What did I do?
Don't you touch my sister-in-law. Knock her out, Jill. Knock her out.
Erin breaks free.
Oh, my God. You okay?
Jill throws Monica into a wall. Al arrives wearing a white beard and mustache.
Mule tears.
Prepare to do battle.
Oh, my God. Is that Colonel Sanders?
Al, what is this? Why do you look like that?
He's doing Man of La Mancha now, so he always stays in character.
Milady.
Al, I'm so sorry. I thought I made it clear we're not meant to be. Pokey Clapper!
She punches Monica without looking.
It's not you. It's me.
Dulcinea.
Yes.
Your purity befits a knight more worthy than I. Go to him. He waits for you.
Is there Pagogo, where's the knight?
You'll just have to see, Jill. Come on.
There's a knight? Oh, my God. There's a knight? There's a knight?
It's a foul monster.
Al, that's a ceiling fan.
No, it's a whirling, five-armed beast.
Jill drives up outside her house with the others. Felipe and the kids have spruced up her lawn with decorative love hearts.
What the heck?
Felipe?
What is this? I don't understand. What is going on here? What is happening? Felipe, how did you do this? What? Hi, guys. Hi. What are you doing here?
Jill, before you left, what I was trying to tell you while you were dropping chimichanga bombs.
That was awful. I'm sorry.
Is that... Did you make me feel like I just climbed out of the trunk of my cousin's car after driving 1,100 miles across the border?
Huh?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, you're ruining the mood.
Yeah.
But not about you.
What?
I love you, Jill. I love you.
You love me?
Yeah, I love you.
Somebody loves me.
I love you, Jill.
Will you convert to Judaism for me?
What?
I'm kidding! I'm kidding!
She jumps on him.
I love you. All right, he said he loved you. Don't kill him. Come on.
The kids leap on top of Jill and Felipe on the lawn.
Jump in here, lay with me!
Can't you do that?
Something's brewing at D&D.
The Al Pacino advert.
Wow!
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Duck!
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, hoo-ah, lottie light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl, I know it was you. Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
A dunka 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 Dunkachino.
The ad freeze frames.
And boom, there you have it. It's actually 32 seconds, so I got to lose 2 seconds. Maybe you can tell me what part you would lose, but I think we are getting there.
Burn this.
I'm sorry?
This must never be seen by anyone.
If you didn't like all those close-ups, we can. No, this is not the final cut. There's no doubt we can.
Copies. Destroy them.
You want me to play it again?
Has anybody seen this?
Nobody has seen this.
Okay. They have to be found and talked to.
All right. To be honest, I showed my wife.
No
she
good.
Couldn't believe.
No good.
Twins.
So I used to be fatter, and so what he would
picture do. Picture him way bigger, like.
So yeah. What would happen, we'd get together on Thanksgiving, he'd kind of gather the family around, and so I would have to go, this is me before Ultra Slim Fast, and this is me now! And everybody would laugh at him, and he'd go cry in the other room.
I'm Larry, it's my brother Dave. We used to be triplets, but he ate the other one.
Fat Larry frowns at Dave.
Let me tell you, I don't really like getting into fights with him because I don't like closing my fist on him. So when we get into fights, we look like sissies when we fight each other, you know, because I don't really like, it's kind of that, the schoolyard fight when you see two girls.
The twins shove each other like a pair of sissies. Attractive female twins in colorful dresses.
She's my baby girl. She knows that. We're like a husband and wife relationship. We fight and then
that's
we come together.
Sick, okay?
I mean, not in a
you
sick
You shouldn't say that like that.
Not
that's
in a sick
I don't like my brother. I have a deep, intense dislike for my brother. He's a bad guy.
I know what the problem is. He didn't say anything about it, did he? He don't like the mustache, because he can't grow one.
Well, usually when we celebrate a birthday, usually it's more than one cake. It's four
usually
cakes.
Usually four.
Yeah.
It's usually four cakes.
There's right hand, left hand. You
or
know?
One for me and one for him and two for his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
She was actually living in L.A. and I was in Kentucky doing the race at that moment. I was tired.
Yeah.
Because I did not train properly.
And I started feeling like these pains or something like that. And it was like weird. So
yeah.
I mean, that's my part of like an ESPN or ESP, whatever it's called.
It's ESP.
Okay, whatever.
ESPN is the network for sports.
Me and you, we get to coach anyone now. Every day now, we get to coach anyone too now, because.
You figure it out.
Well, you know, I'm married, so.
Yeah, we don't have girl issues.
Yeah, well, I do try to hook them up with someone. I mean, if they come up to me and they're like, they like me, I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I'm like, hey, look at this guy, though. And so, I mean, he's kind of like the backup twin. I don't care. I take it.
So, look, dude, I don't think I could go on this date. But I can't break the date because, you know, it's got to happen. It's got to happen tonight. So
I said, well, Rod, you know.
He said, what'd you tell him?
How does the girl look? How's she look?
I said, dude, she's a 10. She's hot.
She's hot?
She's hot. I said, well, you know, send me. I'll put her on ice for the night. You know, send me out. I'll make sure everything's good for you, you know, and you'll be good to go next week. So he did. He went out with the girl. It was smooth, right? I think she fell in love with him on the first day.
Well, what's funny is our brother ended up dating this girl for like 4 years, but like 3.5
yeah,
years.
Like 3.5 years.
She never knew we switched on the first.
Yeah, but the very first date.
She said the best time of my life was the first date.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, come on.
Growing up with long hair, full afro.
Oh, yeah, fine, with some platform shoes on. You remember, you stole my good pass. Here we
go. All right, let's move.
A montage of all the twins dancing. Cast: Jack and Jill, Adam Sandler, as himself, Al Pacino, Erin, Katie Holmes, Sophia, Elodie Town, Gary, Rowan Chand, Felipe and Felipe's grandma, Eugenio Derbez, Monica, David Spade. Jack and Jill dance together, other twins dance. One girl claps and her sister throws her hand up in mock fright. Two kids.
The best thing about being twins is when I fall, when I feel sad, Eliza just picks me right back up, and that's just helpful to me.
Twins hug.
Love my twin.
Love my twin.
More twins embrace.
Love you, sis.
Love you.
Two burly twins hug.
I love.
Twin women hug. One frowns.
You smell.
I love this guy. I can't imagine life without my brother.
But we love each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, but we love each other, right? Okay.
You're my only friend. It's so sad.
It was cool, man. My brother. I love you, man.
No matter how bad he is, no matter what he does wrong, he's still my brother and he's still number one.
We good to go. Triplets. No. No. Nasty. Nah. Ugly. Uh-huh. Finito. Nah. Nah. Done. We're done. Twins. Yes. Keep him. Let's go.
This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution.
Gotta get this pin.
The mustachioed twin sticks his belly out like it's been inflated. He pretends to pop it and sucks it back in. Columbia Pictures, a Columbia Pictures release.